Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This is the Annie Fry Show.
One of the guarantees in life, at least in our culture, is that when government overreaches, there will be unintended consequences. It's gonna happen. Markets happen. Above board markets happen. Black markets happen. And we're seeing that with COVID-19, by the way. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Annie Fry. It is just about 10 minutes after 2 o'clock. Of course, 1 hour from right now, Mark Reardon is going to be on the air with us here. And I'm looking at the story out of California. Ryan, I don't know if you've seen this, but a bar owner has been busted for making fake COVID-19 vaccination cards and selling them like $20 per card out of the bar.
I haven't, but that is going to be a side effect of government intrusion into this issue. We were all waiting for this to happen.
It does not shock me at all. And apparently, the undercover agents who went in and they bought many of these cards, I mean, many of them, from the bar. And they had just, somebody had gotten on a computer and they had created, based on the photos that they've seen others, they used the government seals. And so there are actual crimes for, like, making a fraudulent medical document, for using state seals. So they're going to probably get them on several charges. But when you look at government, and I've actually got a copy of my card here because I've had both vaccinations, even though I had COVID-19 and I still had antibodies, I went ahead and made the choice to go get the vaccines. And boy, did that second one make me sick. We can talk about that in a minute. But when you've got all this talk about you're going to have to show this in order to go back to any sort of freedom or real life in a lot of parts of our society, you knew that this was going to happen. You don't have the freedom to make this. Well, you've got the freedom to make this personal choice. But if you make the choice we don't like, then we're not going to allow you to access society because there are a lot of people still scared. This is an unintended consequence. I'm not saying I support the guy or agree with him. I think it's awful. But this is really predictable.
Gosh. So I haven't gotten the vaccine. I don't think Katie has either. But you've gotten the vaccine, Mike. And in Missouri, they are giving you a vaccine card that you can show your papers?
Yep. Yep. They sure do.
Well, they're prepping us. They're prepping us just in case some events, some places that you want to go. I mean, if the boss of that company or the boss of that restaurant's like, you can't come in until I see your vax card, they're probably prepping us for it.
There it is, right there.
This surprises me. It doesn't surprise me that this is going on in California. It does surprise me that this is going on in Missouri. And maybe this is a federal thing. They're just giving you your papers regardless because it's coming down from the federal government. But I can't believe that this doesn't, even that one fact that you just said, Katie, that you might, as a private business, you could require people to have the vaccine to come in. That seems like it would run into HIPAA violations, that you can't force somebody to show their medical background to you as a private citizen.
Yeah, and I've heard mixed things on the HIPAA situation because I know that hospitals or medical clinics, they can't disclose your personal medical information. I don't think employers can do it. I don't know.
But if you want to willingly, what does that mean? Like if you're willingly, if you're wanting to get into a bar and you're saying, I'm totally fine with telling you my medical history, is that a violation?
Well, I mean, I can't violate my own rights on that. And I really went back and forth because, I talked to, some pretty high-level pathologists who had worked with the CDC back when it still had credibility and the FDA. And, you know, they told me before the studies actually came out, they said, Mike, if you've had COVID-19, your immunity is probably good for up to 2 years. And then 6 months later, MIT publishes a story that says recent research indicates that immunity could last for up to 2 years. So I really went back and forth. I said, okay, do I want to do the vaccine? Do I not want to do the vaccine? And for a variety of reasons, you know, my wife and I said, yeah, we'll go ahead and both get the vaccines. Mm-hmm. And Rachel had basically zero reaction to either one of them. No side effects on the second one. She said the next day she had a little bit of muscle achiness, so she took a nap and that was the end of it. But she, you know, has to travel a lot. And she also is the, what do you call it, the guardian for her mother, who unfortunately is in a memory care situation. So in order to do all that, you know, it's just something that needed to be done. I got a little bit sick after the first one and I got the other shot. Man, did that knock me for a loop. It took about 6 or 7 hours to set in and I started to feel bad. That night, I couldn't sleep. Chills, fever, sweating. It was a good almost over a day and a half, almost 2 days. It's exactly the symptoms they say that could happen. And I asked a bunch of medical types and they said that means, Mike, your antibodies were really active and really strong. You probably had a lot of them. And that's why you got sick on both of them. Well, so good. I've got antibodies and a vaccine, you know.
Hurrah.
Yeah. I mean, great. It sucked at the time. And I don't think that I would change my opinion. And I'm not begging you to get a vaccine or not get a vaccine. I just think it's a personal choice. I completely respect your personal choice, and it is not going to make a difference to me if you get the vaccine or not, whether or not we have a cup of coffee or high five or whatever the case is. You do what's right for you. I did what's right for me.
Totally.
And I think that's the way it should be, and it shouldn't affect anybody else's freedom to do anything they want.
Absolutely. My dad and basically my whole family, immediate family, I should say, has gotten the vaccine besides mm-hmm. me and my husband. My sister, brother, and my dad, no one had a single reaction.
That's great.
To both doses. Not even a single reaction. But I've been hearing lately, and I might be, Ryan, I don't know if we've asked Dr. Hardiman this or not yet, but I have been hearing that if you've had COVID and you get the COVID shot, there is a possibility that you're going to have a harder reaction to the vaccine. Because you've had COVID before? Yeah. Have we asked Dr. Hardiman that question, Ryan?
I don't know if we've asked him that directly, but we ask him these questions like in general a lot because we get him on the stream. But also, I think me and you, Katie, because we haven't had the shot, there's this gray area that we've explored a lot with Dr. Hardiman that really bothers me outside of the medical aspect of it, because medically speaking, when we've talked to him, and it makes sense, when you get the vaccine, what you're doing is you're introducing that to your body so that your body will make antibodies against COVID. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've already got antibodies, socially, we don't ever talk about the antibodies outside of the vaccine. We just talk about, well, if you've been vaccinated, then you can XYZ. But like you said, Mike, and me and Katie, we've all had COVID.
Right.
You've had the vaccine and you have apparently strong antibodies.
Yeah.
We have antibodies now and they may last, who knows, a year, 2 years, who knows?
Yeah, they don't know. Maybe longer. Who knows? We don't know.
And maybe longer. And exactly. We don't know. I mean, a minimum of maybe like 3 to 6 months, but probably a maximum of much longer than that. And we never talk about that group of people as far as what, you know, what those people are sort of allowed to do, which gets back to your original point. The government saying what you can and can't do in the first place is just going to cause all kinds of these issues that we then have to strap more government oversight onto.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. My wife, a few weeks ago, she's been to two conferences in the last month. You know, she's right now a professor at Lindenwood University, and she does these academic conferences. And a few weeks ago, she went to one in Rhode Island, and they asked everybody to send in a copy or a picture of their vaccine card or to send them the results of a recent COVID test. And it was a private event. They said, this is what our polling of people asked for. We didn't really have a problem with it. It's a private event. It wasn't government saying anything. And of course, the one person who didn't do that was the keynote speaker. Well, Rachel and a few others go have dinner with this guy for like 2 hours. at a regular restaurant in close quarters. Guess what happened the next morning? He got symptoms and tested positive for COVID.
Ooh.
Well, Rachel waited her 2 or 3 days or whatever it is before you can get a test. And whatever that minimum time is, they say you can wait, tested negative. And she'd had the first shot. That was before she had the second shot. So she said, there's no way that I was not exposed. There's no possible way. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was sitting 2 feet from him for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
She said, there's no possible way. We were passing the salt. We were passing the, you know, iced tea or whatever. And she said, there's no way. So, you know, she was, that's why she was like really confident that we did the right thing for us.
For sure.
It may not be the right thing for everybody else, but for us, it was the right thing. I did question that after that second shot for a few minutes. And she's like, no, no, I'll get you a cold rag for your head. But but you did the right thing for us. And but to me, the frustrating thing here is that we're still talking about not allowing people back into society because they've made a personal decision for themselves. If I have confidence in the vaccines, which remember, for those of you who are, you know, real hesitant, you may have good reasons. If it's political at all, these were developed under the Trump administration, under Operation Warp Speed. President Biden may be trying to take credit for it, but they were developed under President Trump's administration on this. So if you have confidence in those, you shouldn't be worried at all about someone else being around you if they haven't had the vaccine. I truly don't worry about it at all. And I'm done with masks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ryan. Yeah. My wife is having surgery next week. And just to show you, like, so much of these laws and suggestions, they're not, how many times have we said it? They're not based on science. They're based on, at this point, either a political gain or on just social pressure. Because how right. many times do you go into a store now? And some stores don't even advertise heavily or monitor that you're wearing masks anymore. I mean, I've gone into Walmart a couple times and just forgotten to put on a mask. But because you're walking around seeing everybody else wearing everything, you're like, oh, I feel bad, even though there's no reason for me to be wearing one, but I feel bad because everybody else is. So socially speaking, I should put one on. And the point I'm making about my wife's surgery, like, the hospitals don't even know what to tell you.
Right.
They've told her to, like, she's going to have her COVID test tomorrow before her surgery, because that's what you do. Then for roughly a week, we have to quarantine, but we can go to work and school. But we can't go to the grocery store. Like, the quarantine rules don't even make sense. And they know they don't make sense. They're just saying, well, this is the way things are right now. So kind of do this.
Your wife has had COVID, correct?
Yeah, we've had it. So we have the antibodies. So we know we're fine. But we still have to get the COVID test and still quarantine, sort of. Like,
yeah, I mean,
we can't go to Mother's Day, but we can go to work.
Pathologist Roger Klein, who's the pathologist I talk, he used to be a director at the Cleveland Clinic. He used to be an advisor to the FDA. He used to be an advisor to the CDC back again when it used to have credibility. And he told me, these are his words, he said, natural immunity, those of us who have had it, he said, that's superior to vaccinated immunity. He said, but vaccinated immunity is good. And I'm quoting him, not me. Don't take medical advice from me. I have a communications degree, for crying out loud. But he said, vaccinated immunity is good. He said, but, you know, natural immunity is better. He reviewed all of these, this research on these vaccines, and he got it himself. And so that's kind of what convinced me to go ahead and get it. And so now I'm basically double immune for the time being. You know, is it going to last forever? Probably not. What was your reaction to it? 314-241-9797, or have you made a decision on the vaccine? And just after this real short break here, one of the dumbest COVID-19 virtue signaling moments ever happened this week. And I will tell you about it. You definitely want to hear this. It is truly going to be one of the dumbest things you've ever heard in your life. I promise.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This bump music gets a few extra seconds.
I knew that you were going to love it.
I don't dance, but I do this.
I'm taking a risk.
That's right.
On this stream. Could kick us off. Who knows?
All right. I promised maybe the dumbest COVID virtue signaling ever. I promised that before the break. Now the pressure's on for me to deliver this, right? Mm-hmm. All right. It's 2:28, by the way. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Annie Fry. Mark Reardon coming our way in about actually, rumor has it, Mark Reardon may be jumping in just a little bit early and joining us here mm-hmm. before the end of the hour. Okay, so yesterday, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, is going to Air Force Two to fly off and do something vice presidentially. And her husband's walking her to the steps of Air Force Two, all very, very normal. They've got their masks on, which, okay, they're outside. They've both been vaccinated very publicly a couple months ago. Okay, whatever, I guess. Well, he goes to give her a kiss goodbye, and they kiss goodbye, both of them still wearing their masks.
No. No. No, that's not true.
Picture that,
can't be true.
That for us. It happened. I'm telling you. I saw the video. I don't know why you would bother. That, I mean,
what?
Has she been vaccinated? We know Biden has.
Yes, she and the, I guess it'd be second gentleman, I think is what the term we've settled mm-hmm. on. They've both been vaccinated.
And they were walking outside, and
outside.
Instead of just being like, we've been vaccinated, and
yes.
we live in the same household.
Right.
This whole time.
Right.
Let's take off the masks for this opportunity.
Yes.
We can give each other a little smooch.
Right.
And then if we want to, we can put the mask back on and
if
go
you,
our merry
if you
way.
Want to continue virtue
but
signaling,
they,
you can do that. Yes.
But they...
They had a cloth kiss.
We have reached Cuckooville.
Look, I think it's worse than that, because I saw this video and I just rolled my eyes, because it didn't even look like they were doing it for the cameras. Like, the video that I saw was from pretty far away.
Yes, that's when I saw.
Somebody kind of just, you know, on a cell phone. Oh, there, look, there's a vice president. They took a video. And it looked like they were actually, like, it's one thing if they're doing it to posture, and that would be stupid, because they would be breaking the CDC rules at this point since they're vaccinated. I mean, they're going above and beyond what the CDC's saying. But this was worse because they weren't even doing it for cameras. They're actually living this life. And it's so insanely dumb after being vaccinated that you would walk around outside, the kiss aside. You're walking around outside fully masked still. Why?
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if people realize that when you still say, even if you've been vaccinated, you're supposed to wear masks even outside. I wonder if for instance, I mean, in this case, it's President Biden, but I'm not picking on him because he's President Biden because of the example that he's saying. Do they realize they're undercutting the confidence in the vaccines that they want everybody to have?
I guess, and my question is, I know people have had some kind of weird answer to this. But, like, what is the point of wearing the mask still after you've been fully vaccinated and and it's been 4 weeks? It's been a month
right.
since you've been fully vaccinated.
There's none.
What is the actual what is it? What is it? I'm trying to figure it out. Joy Reid is jogging with two masks on and she's fully vaccinated.
Well, that might explain the oxygen deprivation to her brain, but, you know.
I'm trying to figure it out, and I don't want to be insensitive because, as we've been saying, if you are fully vaccinated and you want to wear a mask, do your thing, honey. I don't care. It doesn't affect me.
Absolutely.
But I think the reasoning and the rationale are the what I'm trying to get to the root of, and I know people have had weird answers to this question, like Dr. Fauci, but I still don't get it.
Yeah. Well, right. And if the vaccine doesn't protect you, then why are you pushing the vaccine so much? And again, get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. I don't care. And it's not going to stop me from hanging out with you. I'm not scared. It doesn't matter to me. I don't feel any vested interest in whether or not you get a vaccine. That is your decision. You make it. I have no right to tell you yes or no. You don't want to do it? Cool. We're still friends. You don't want to do it? Fine. Cool. We're still friends. It makes no difference to me. You want to wear a mask? Okay, do your thing. You don't want to wear a mask? Okay, great. Do your thing. I don't care. That's just how I look at it at this point. And I wish everybody would stop trying to shame or bully or whatever word you want to put in there, embarrass or pressure people into doing something with their life and their face that they don't want to do or may not be right for them. Mm.
You know, to answer your question, Mike, does this undermine confidence in the vaccine? And do they know that it does? I think that they do know that it does. And that's one of the reasons that they're doing it is because these are people who really, really like authority from the top down, especially mm-hmm. when they're the ones in authority. And I don't know about you guys, but this just, I never saw it coming. Nobody did. Nobody saw COVID coming, not just as a disease, but the response to it. It worries me that from now on, health issues will be used as a cudgel to just sort of beat the public right into submission on anything from here on out.
Yeah, I think you're, I'm afraid that you're right about that. Yeah. Ryan, now here's the thing is after going through the case of COVID that I had, and then after getting sick twice with the vaccines, I have earned the right to walk around without a mask. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. I have earned this. All right. What was your reaction? Let's start with Marty here. Hey, Marty, you're on the air. What do you think?
Well, I'm 66 years old, and I am totally against the vaccine. One, because the percentage of people, you know, sad to say people did die from it, but, you know, the rate of people recovering from it is ridiculously high. Why do I need a vaccine? And why do I need a vaccine now that, you know, everybody's getting their vaccine, but I don't want to get a vaccine, so why are you worried about me if you have a vaccine?
That's a fair question. Yeah, I have a vaccine, so I'm not worried about you, Marty. That's why I say, you see me at the coffee shop, sit down and let's have a cup of coffee. It'll be in St. Charles, though, not St. Louis County.
Now, my doctor said, you watch, they're going to make it so you can't cross state lines without that card. And I said, well, maybe I should go in the black market making cards.
Well, there's a bar.
I know. You guys talked about it already.
Yeah, I'll say there's a bar in California that was willing to hook you up till they got busted. Hey, Marty, appreciate the call there. Let's talk to Rick here before we get to the break. Hey, Rick, you're up next. You're on the air.
Hi. I had the Rona back in April of last year. I was only sick 2 days with it, but it was a confirmed case.
Mm-hmm.
I got the shots to go see my elderly mother, and the shots made me sicker. The first shot wasn't bad. The second shot made me sicker than when I had Corona.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple of times. Hey, Rick, appreciate you giving us your experience there. And then I know, for instance, Rachel and I have another friend who got it, and she was sick for like 3 or 4 days. And then I know several other people who got the shot and absolutely nothing happened other than, gee, my arm's sore where they gave me the shot, which that's normal if you get that for anywhere. So it's a very individual, personal thing. The reaction to it is, but Marty's point, the one point that he made that I really agreed with, if you're convinced that the vaccines are good or your immunity is good after having it, why are you scared of anybody else? I agree. Totally agree.
Do you guys know people that I've mentioned this before? Do you guys know people, whether it be family, friends, inner circle, whomever, that are still really, really afraid to be in even small groups afraid to just, you know, go to even the grocery store, get gas. I know people like that.
I know people like that. Yeah. I really do. And I feel partly sorry for them. Because I'm trying to be empathetic. And this is a weakness of mine because I'm not naturally that empathetic to people because I've had it. I know what this thing can do. But at the same time, I have to fight back my reaction to be a little mad at them. And that's not my right to be mad at them. I don't have a right to be mad at them. That's wrong for me to feel that way. So I've got to fight back. But I just want to shake them and go, stop being scared. Do something about it. If you're that scared, go get a vaccine. If you're afraid of that, then, you know, stop demanding everybody else cater to your fear. But at some point, we've got to recognize that viruses run their courses. You don't have to be a doctor to know that. A virus runs its course, you know, and this, when you look at the actual data, this is basically run its course. It's still there. It's probably always going to be there. You can catch the flu when it's not flu season. You know, it's going to be there. But the collateral damage in mental health and education and economy and livelihoods and entrepreneurship and spirituality and personal connections, the collateral damage has been massive, just massive. That's going to take us for just such a long time to recover from, if we ever do.
Yeah, I have a family member, Katie, who struggled, distant family, not somebody in my immediate family, but struggled with anxiety before all this. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've all, you know, we all know somebody, if it's not you, who struggled with anxiety, and then this thing hit, and man, at the beginning, you were afraid. I was not, because I've said before, like, I just don't have that issue. I got my own issues. Everybody got their own issues. Anxiety is not one of them. But if you did have anxiety, or you do, man, this has been one of the worst years of your life, because not just because of having to stay inside, but because you're staying inside because you are afraid of everything. Even if your brain rationally is telling you this is not everything that they're telling me it is, man, the narrative, the popular narrative that's being fed to you is the exact opposite of what the logic would tell you a lot of times. Yeah. And so you're having this emotional versus logic battle if you're already dealing with anxiety. And it's just bad. And you'd hope it'd be done by now. You thought the vaccine would be it, yet
that's what
here
I
we are.
I thought that.
Yep. 314-241-9797. And I was absolutely more understanding about a year ago, because I was, you know, I was finished recovering not about a year ago. I was sick for 5 weeks with this thing. And so, you know, I was much more understanding then. At this point, I'm more worried about, I'm more angry and more frustrated with the government reaction and our continued insistence on living in fear and making fear-based decisions than I am of the virus itself. So anyway, a lot of people have some thoughts on this. We're going to get to as many of your calls as we can when we get back. And we're going to be joined by the one and only Mark Rudin as well. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Annie Fry here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ready. Roll away. Perfect. Never go wrong with Otis Redding.
I'm trying to do a mix. I know the music you like, Mike. Yeah, it's just hard to play it. But I know.
All right, it's 2:45. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Annie Fry, obviously. Mark Reardon going to be joining us here any minute now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have some thoughts on the entire vaccine, the reactions that people have had to it, you know, the rules. I think, obviously, I'm biased because it's my perspective, and I think I'm right, is that let people do what they want. Stop being scared, especially those of us who have received the vaccine, especially those of us who have already recovered. Just let people do their lives. I mean, that's, you know, if you get a vaccine, great. If you don't, great. It just doesn't affect me, and I am not going to keep my distance from you because you choose what's right for you medically. Because I got the vaccine doesn't mean that you have to. You know, I'm not arguing that you should do it. I'm not arguing you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying do what's right for you, and I believe I've got myself in the best position for my health that I can do, and that's all I can worry about. All right, let's see here. What do we think? Let's start with, I say Linda here. Let's talk to Linda. Hey, Linda, you're up first. You're on the air.
Hi.
Yes.
I just want to point out this isn't the first time in my living memory that the government has hauled out a vaccine and the public lined up for hours to get it. And that was polio. Mm. When I was a kid and the Salk vaccine came out, I was about 9, and the whole town turned out. And they were giving it at the public library, and it wasn't one shot. It was at least 2, and it might have been 3. And we were there to get it. And why? Because people were terrified of polio, and kids were living in iron lungs and dying from it. I had an uncle who was a 5th-grade teacher, and the Salk vaccine came out, and he told his kids, this was on a Friday, he said, go home this weekend and tell your parents you need to get this shot. And he went home that weekend, got what he thought was the flu, and lived the rest of his life in an iron lung. He had polio. Oh, grown-ups were getting it, too. And back then, ask an older person. The reason why a lot of people, especially like in New York and some of the bigger cities on the East Coast, why they left the city in the summer, it wasn't the heat. It was polio. They were afraid of the heat and the mugginess and the bugs giving them polio. And they thought if they went to the country and kept their kids out in the fresh air, they wouldn't get it because there was no cure and no vaccine. So this isn't the first time, people. And it isn't bad, you know?
Yeah, this
when
isn't
was the
be...
last time you heard of somebody having polio?
Yeah, this isn't going to be the last new virus that comes around either as well.
Exactly.
Linda. Yeah, appreciate the call. I'm going to try to get some other viewpoints on here real quick. I remember as a kid meeting some older folks who were polio victims as children, and a lot of them had a terrible limp because of the way it affected. And I don't know if you knew anybody like that, but there frankly aren't a lot of those folks still around. But yeah. I remember meeting a number of people when I was a little kid. This would have been back in, you know, the 70s and early 80s that had it as a child, and they were senior citizens by then, and you know it wasn't uncommon to meet somebody who had polio as a kid.
Yeah, my aunt, who's gone now, had it when she was a kid, and she got the vaccine right as she had acquired it, I think.
Yeah,
and it had made her right arm start to go numb, so she was left-handed for the rest of her life. We called her Lefty, Aunt Lefty.
Wow. All right, let's see here. Let's talk to Don. Hey, Don, you're up next. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I'm an essential employee, I guess, and I work at a manufacturer. So we have not missed one single day since this whole mess started. And you know, we work in questionable sanitary conditions, and you know, not a lot of masks, and not this and that. And you know, it's I just believe that it's not nearly as bad as they made it out. I believe that the media has controlled a lot of this fear and all this other garbage that's now escalating, in my opinion. And, I kind of like your opinion on this. A lot of people are in fear, but there's no reason that I have to get a vaccine or that you can get one. You know, you should be protected against me if I choose not to get one. And if I want to take my chances getting COVID, then that's up to me, you know? And I believe that our society and our new administration is going to take us down this road of these vaccine passports and all this monitoring you and making sure you're doing what you're doing and forcing all this stuff onto the population.
Well, and that's where we started, Don. Appreciate you being on the show, is the unintended consequences that come with government that overreacts or simply goes too far. And again, you know, I chose to get the vaccines. The second one knocked me for a loop for a little bit. And, I still think, with my wife and I talking about it, Mark, I don't know if you were listening earlier, we made the decision that was right for us. If somebody else says it's not right for them, okay.
Yeah, well, first of all, the second shot kicked my ass, too.
Oh, man.
Talked about that yesterday. But, you know, or 2 days ago, I think. I'm losing track of time. Here's what I would say to that caller. And I understand the perspective about not wanting to get vaccinated. But the government's not likely to come in with a vaccine passport. That doesn't mean the airlines won't or the clubs won't. Or when I say clubs, I'm not like going out disco or anything like that. I'm like the pageant and stuff.
Ain't
like
no
that.
No party
so
like a COVID party.
He has to be ready, because here's where I am.
Yeah.
I'm double vaxxed, dude.
Yeah.
I'm putting my card on my forehead and I'm living my life. Okay. So for the people who don't want to get vaccinated, I'm sorry, but you're not going to be able to do some of those things. And that's your choice. But you have to recognize that your choice is going to result in you not being able to do some of the things that you want to do that the rest of us who are vaccinated can do, because businesses can require you to be vaccinated. And that's just going to be the way things are for a while. So I hope the non-vaccinated know that.
And there's a market cost for them for that as well. If they say, we want to see your documentation, I mean, it's their private property. I guess they can ask for that. But there may be people who say, well, I'm not going to do business there. So,
you know,
it goes
I'm not
both
super
ways.
Crazy about it, just because I think you could have, and I think that the experts would make a case in some circumstances for the vaccinated and the unvaccinated to be together, depending on herd immunity. But you're going to have businesses that are going to be very, very careful when it comes to how they move forward. Did you hear what they did in New York with the Mets? They're talking about, I was going to get this yesterday, they're talking about splitting the stands. Unvaccinated on one side, vaccinated on the other.
Wow.
That's interesting, isn't it? So maybe you're going to see creativity like that.
Wow.
What bothers me about that, because we were talking about this a little bit earlier, is that we have these camps. Now, like you said, the Mets, vaccinated, unvaccinated. What about all of the people in the middle, like Katie and I, who've had COVID? We have the antibodies, but we haven't been vaccinated, so we should have... What are the rights for those
people?
Yeah,
that's a tough middle ground there. I mean, I don't know the answer, because we still don't know how long the antibodies last. So I don't know what the question would be or the answer
would
be.
It's a fair question.
It is a fair question. Yeah. Absolutely. So do we get to a point where if you have the antibodies, you can prove that you have the antibodies? I don't think the antibodies are going to last as long as the shot, though. Or if they did, you guys had it last year. Mike, you had it more
than a
year
about
ago.
This time last year, I was finishing up my recovery. For it. And with the case that I had, apparently I still have confirmed antibodies now. And how long they last, I don't know. One of the reasons that I got sick from both shots, I am told by some medical people, is at least in part, because my antibodies are so active.
Oh, so well, there you go.
They said, basically, that's really a good sign that you got that sick. I'm like, man, it didn't feel like a good sign.
Which shot did you get?
Pfizer.
So I got the Moderna shot.
Yeah.
And that, I was fine at the first one, with the second one. Not fine.
And my wife gets it.
Not fine.
She has basically no reaction to either one. Nothing.
I've heard a lot of that as well.
Yep.
I just don't know. I understand that caller's perspective. I get that people are going to be very hesitant, especially if the government gets involved. But the government's going to be different than airlines and some of these other places out there that may or may not require vaccines. You know, I want to go to Europe. And the airline's going to say that you have to have the vaccine. I'm going to say I have it.
Yeah.
And I'm going.
And I'm going.
Let me ask you this. With you having received a vaccine, like I have, and would it bother you if somebody who had not sits next to you on the plane or the bus or anywhere else at the ball game?
Me? No.
Yeah. That's the way I look at it. I don't care.
Right. But that doesn't matter because what I would be bothered by, though, is not allowing people to kind of move forward. Look, Fauci said yesterday we're in the bottom of the sixth. We're only in the bottom of the sixth if it's a seven-inning doubleheader, all right? It's go time in this country. Yeah. It is completely go time right now. It's safe. You don't wear masks outside. It's idiotic. The kids shouldn't have masks on. This whole notion that the kids are going to have masks during summer camp is utterly ridiculous. And you're even seeing some people— teensy, tiny little people in the mainstream media kind of revolting on that because they have kids and they know how stupid it is.
Even Savannah Guthrie pushed back.
I know. I talked about it. I played Fauci. The audio yesterday.
And you've got a pretty cool thing coming up tomorrow.
We're going to Sugar Fire. I was like, we do?
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
Yes. It's a live broadcast.
Sugar Fire live broadcast tomorrow, 3 to 6. We're doing the roundtable out there. Sugar Fire in Wentzville.
Nice.
Come out and see us. The whole crew's going to be out there. It's going to
so
be fun.
So cool.
Yeah. Some of us will be vaccinated. Some of us will not be vaccinated.
Are you guys excited?
And we're not wearing any damn masks. I'll
Thank
tell you,
you
that right now. I'm excited.
It's the first live broadcast, right, since COVID. And being on 97.1.
That is significant because it's the first live broadcast I've probably done in a year and a half because if I'd have to think about it, the last one I would have done over there would have been the fall of 2019. We didn't really do any in the winter.
Wild.
So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I think we have good weather tomorrow,
too. It is absolutely go time. It is time to say we're reclaiming our lives. It's been long enough. We've got the tools. We can make the choices for ourselves. Go.
I'm with you. Absolutely. Bottom of the ninth. Let's say that. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs. Maybe even two outs.
Right. Okay. And maybe Albert Pujols is up to bat for us.
Oh,
who knows?
Oh, by the way, Kevin Wheeler's coming in here in just a little bit to talk about that. There are a lot of fans clamoring for Albert to come back. I love Albert, but that's not probably going to happen, nor should it. Okay. We'll talk with Kevin coming up.
The one and only Mark Reardon, everybody. All right. Ryan, Katie, been a blast. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you, Mike.
I really appreciate all the phone calls and the messages. Been a lot of fun. Hopefully Annie's back in tomorrow, but we'll see what happens.
No, when you're pregnant, you never know.
Yep, exactly. I can't say I know, but I know what you mean.
What's it like, Mike?
Neither can I.
Have a great one, everybody.
What's it like, Katie?
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.